play trumpet in high school, didn't you?
No. Nah.
I love that this band, Chicago, they have a studio in Sedona. If anybody has a connection, I'd love to visit it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, they have a nice recording studio.
This was always one of my favorite bands in high school.
Me too. Still is.
So. I love the brass section. Let's bring Ray into the conversation. He's called Rosie on the house with a home improvement project he'd like a little help, a little coaching on. Let's see if we can bring him in and help him out. Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Very good, as a matter of fact.
Good. I had some dark paneling in a house I just got, and I took it off expecting to find a framed wall behind there, but it is actually a block wall.
Okay.
An interior block wall. I don't know why it is, but it is. And they didn't fur it out all the way. There's a few places that need furring still. What's the best way to attach that? Is it what kind of screw or a nail or what?
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions. This black paneling was applied to the masonry wall directly, or it just had a few furring strips?
Yeah, they just had furring strips. It wasn't directly, it was just on furring strips, but I'm going to put sheet. I couldn't find any just flat paneling that I could paint to replace it, so I wouldn't have to do the sheetrock. So I guess I might have to put up sheetrock, but
okay.
They didn't have it every, 16 inches, so there's okay. Some spots where I need to just add furring.
All right. Well, in that case, and it's just one by furring, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ray, what I would do is I would take the furring strip and lay it on the slab, and I'd run a bead of liquid nail on it, and then I'd apply it where I want it, hold it in place, compress it as tight, and I would not put a big bead. Don't put a big bead, just put a little bead about half the size of a pencil diameter, the full length of it. Use a 6-penny cut nail and cut nail it about, I'm talking about an 8-foot-tall wall. I would probably put about 4 to 6 cut nails, just depending on how good a bite and purchase I got with each cut nail I set. And then I wouldn't hang sheetrock on that for at least a day. Give the liquid nail time to set up. And then when you apply the drywall, you're going to be putting up 1/2-inch drywall on a 3/4 furring strip. Don't use drywall screws any longer than 1 1/4 inches. Use 1.5-inch screws or something like that. They're going to go through the furring strip, hit the masonry wall, and actually kind of encourage that furring strip to come loose. So liquid nail, 6-penny cut nail. Make sure you can tell when they have purchase. You can tell when you've set them. And the one thing about a cut nail is don't peck at it to send it home. Get it to where it's in the wood and it's firm, and then just sink that baby. Just bring her home in one fell swoop if you can. If not, finish it off with a second swipe. Let that liquid nail dry, and you'll have a great surface to apply that sheetrock to. Is that, are you going to insulate it all, Ray?
No.
Okay.
No, it's an interior wall.
Okay. All right. Well, man, that's how I do it. There's also screws that you can drill the masonry with, made for anchoring into that. But given what you want to do, I'd cut nail it and be done with it. It's how we did it all through the 60s and 70s. Appreciate the call, Ray. Thanks a bunch. All right. Let me go back to our topic, and that opens a line for you if you'd like to call 1-888-767-4348, and I see Richard is. Let's talk about some of the other filters you've got in your house. We've talked about the air conditioning filter. We've talked about the vacuum filter. You've heard us. We've encouraged you a lot in the last 5 or 6 years to consider mini split air conditioners. They are so efficient and so cost effective. They can air condition your space cheaper than you can evap cool the space. So you're more comfortable. You're living with lower utility bills, But there's a couple downsides to mini splits. One, they're more expensive than an evap cooler. And two, they don't have very adequate filtering devices. It's a simple little filter that you have in your in your dust buster, kind of a spun styrofoamy thing that you take out, wash in warm water with soap, and slip it back in. And they tell you, and I would encourage you, if you do that, make sure it is absolutely perfectly dry before you do it, because you put these filters, these self, the cleaner, the filters you're expected to wash with water, and you put them back in use and get them circulating and filtering air while they're damp, you are creating conditions conducive for a big, sloppy, stinky, airy mess, and really a great reduction in your indoor air quality. So mini splits don't generally filter very well. In that case, you'd have to go to a standalone room or whole house filtering system. And if you're going to do that, go ahead and make the investment to bring it all up to HEPA quality. All right? So that's a short summary of the article. You can find it, Rosie on the House, How To #AirFilters.